And now, it's time to sit back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Green Hornet. Today's adventure, Income from Immigrants, which first aired on March 6th, 1940, starring Al Hodge as Britt Reed / Green Hornet and Raymond Toyo as Kato. Enjoy!
With his faithful valet Kato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Hurry, Kato. Here's where we break a citizenship racket.
Me?
No use ducking in the house. I got a message for you from Liggett.
Oh, listen, please. I try hard to get the money. I don't want to leave this country.
Then get the dough.
Please, you give a little more time. I
get the money fast. Understand?
I try. Every day I try.
Trying ain't enough. You pay up or back you go to the country you come from.
But I'm a citizen. I'm a citizen of the United States.
Nuts. You know just where you stand. Get that dough. Or you'll be waving bye-bye to the land of the free permanent. You and your whole family.
What are I going to do? What are I going to do when I've got the money? I got to get money someplace. I don't care how I get it.
Wind.
It's always windy outside the Sentinel building, Miss Kate.
With all the wind that goes on inside, I ought to be used to it.
Inside?
Yes. Whenever Michael Axford starts talking, it's a blast, and he never stops.
Well, Axford has his good point.
Sure, Mr. Reed. Axford has muscles like iron, a heart of gold, a helping hand, a fist of oak, and a head of solid bone.
Well, he manages to be right often enough, Miss Kate.
That's what surprises me. He's right very often. What I can't understand is, how does he do it?
Well, it's getting dark. Windy street corner is no place for conversation. Which way were you going?
Oh, I think I'll go another way tonight.
Just a moment, Miss Kate.
But I wonder...
Something's bothering you. What is it?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Reed.
You're nervous.
Nonsense. I'm just cold, that's all.
I had a hunch up in the office that you were concerned about something. After all, you've been my secretary ever since Dad left me in charge of the Sentinel.
You make it sound like such a long time.
Well, it's long enough to know how you act. And you've been on edge for several days.
Perhaps I was.
What about?
I had a silly idea that, that a man was watching me.
Well, I watch you as often as I can, Miss Case. You're not hard on the eyes, you know.
No, I mean someone out here in the street. I'm imagining things. Good night, Mr. Reed.
Miss Case, you're
sure... Probably I need my eyes examined, or I've seen too many movies. Good night.
Good night, Miss Case. Oh, I've never seen her like this before. I wonder whether she's... what was that?
Ain't you gone yet, Reed? You left off.
Shut up, Axford. Did you hear a scream?
What are you talking about?
It's got us, Miss Case. Come on.
Holy cow. There she is.
Here's the man. He's trying to get away.
I see him.
Get him, Axford.
Come back here, you little lad.
Miss Case, what happened? Are you all right?
He's the one there.
Miss Case, pull yourself together.
He jumped out of the alley.
No, no. Miss Case, it's all right. There's nothing to worry about.
He shot at the station, please. He grabbed my pocketbook.
Well, I'm talking about you now, not him. Lenore, stop it.
I'm all right,
Lenore. Sure you are. That's better.
It was such a shock. So sudden.
Come on, you... Who is this? What was that you said, Casey?
Please.
Oh, shut up, you. Golly, Casey, did I hear you say it was so sudden?
Never mind that, Axford. Did you get the phone?
And golly, Reed, you're standing with your arm around Casey.
Hmm? Oh, I hadn't noticed.
Well, I'd be a flat-foot floogie. Casey, don't tell me Reed's asking to marry him.
What? Oh, Axford, where did you get that idea?
Well, the way you were standing and you were saying it was all sudden.
Oh, Axford, of all the brainless idiots, you take the cake.
Never mind that, Axford. What about your prisoner?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Come around here, you little crook, where the lady can get a good look at you. Move.
That's my pocketbook.
You
You take it back, lady. Me, I go crazy in my head.
I'll say you did.
I no meant to steal the pocketbook. Believe in me, please. I look for a job, but that's all.
You'll be looking through bars.
Never mind, actually. What's your name?
My name is Ferraro, mister. Ferraro.
Why did you steal that?
I tell you, I'm not going to help it. Never I steal. I need the money so bad.
It's all here, Mr. Reed.
Good. You've been watching this lady for several days now, haven't you?
Please, I could have told you why I'd do that.
Well, it better be good.
Please, lady. You work for the paper, no?
Don't tell me. That's why you've been...
You've got to believe in me. I look for a job, but I think maybe you told me how to get one. I needed the money so bad.
That's what they all say.
That's true. You believe it, please.
You mean to say you didn't steal that pocketbook deliberately?
What do you mean?
Well, isn't that what you were after?
No, no.
Aren't you trying to make up a story to cover it up now?
No, no, no.
Well, why did you steal? If you needed food or clothing, you can get them just by going
to the... I told you your money. I don't know why I do. I just thought I asked for the job. Then I see the pocketbook and I go like a crazy.
What do you want money for?
If I don't get money, I... No, what's the matter?
Losing your alibi, huh? I'll hand him over to the cops, Reed.
You put me in a jail.
That's where thieves go, Ferrara.
No, 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 I'm not going to help it. If I don't get the money, then Liggett is chasing me out of the country.
Liggett?
What's that? What about Liggett?
No, I'm not saying nothing.
You're saying plenty. What's this about?
Reed, if this guy's in with that crook Liggett...
Let's have it. What about Liggett?
He find it out. He say he making me pay money. I know got it, but he say I got it pay.
What did he find out?
Maybe he's been in prison before, Reed.
Oh, no, no prison. Me, honest man. Only Liggett, he find out I'm not a citizen.
Not a citizen?
Not real citizen. I got a papers, but he say he tell... Me, all of us, we have to go back. We be sent away. No. No, I talk too much. I'm not going to tell you. No, no, I
can't. That's exactly what you're going to do.
No, no, no. Please, Liggett,
see. And I say yes. Take him upstairs, Axford, to my office.
Okay.
You're going to talk plenty.
There's nothing, nothing, I told you. Oh, please, you're locking me up. I'm not going to talk, please.
Okay, Ferrara. That's all.
I'm afraid of what happened to me. You understand?
Yeah, I understand. All right, Axford, let Mr. Ferrara out.
Come on.
And take this with you, Ferrara.
What's it? Oh, Mr. Reed, you're giving me money.
Take it.
All of this money,
I... Forget about going to jail, Ferrara. Miss Case won't press charges, will you?
Of course I won't.
Come on. I no can say nothing. My throat is all tight like it. Grazie, senor. Grazie, senorina. Mr. Reed and Missy. Oh, I no can talk.
Yeah, you've done pretty well at not talking all along. You don't have to tell her.
My family, me, we stay here in this country, in America. Oh, thank you so much.
Silver and Snakes, will you come on, you little squirt?
Yes, I go.
You'll have all of us turning on the waterworks if you don't stop.
Gosh, I feel sorry for him, Mr. Reed.
Yeah, poor fellow. No doubt, Miss Case, he's not a thief.
He was so upset.
Yeah, he wants money to pay Liggett. He'd only told us why he has to pay Liggett.
He sounded terrified, Mr. Reed.
You know Liggett's reputation, Miss Case. A minor official who's got his fingers in more pies than Jack Horner ever saw. What's his racket this time?
He's got something to do with citizenship papers.
Yeah, Ferrara let that slip, didn't he?
But I don't understand. Ferrara is a citizen.
Well, he hasn't been one very long, this case. He's one of the large number of immigrants who've come over here lately.
Well, he's paying Liggett for something.
Would you say that Liggett would stop at blackmail, Miss Case?
You think that's what it is?
Definitely. But what's he holding over Ferrara's head?
Yes?
There was something in the Sentinel several days ago, buried in a back page.
About a racket, Mr. Reed?
Yeah, only a rumor, but... Give me the desk. I want Mr. Gunnigan.
I didn't see it.
Well, it wasn't worth playing up, just a stick of type. But after what Ferrara said, or didn't say... Hello. Hello, Gunnigan. Reed. I want a copy of the home edition for a day before yesterday. Yes, right now. Okay, thanks.
He's got it?
I'm coming right in. Meanwhile, Miss Case, get the district attorney on the phone. See if he's heard anything about rackets involving people getting out citizenship papers.
Yes, sir.
Here you are, Reed.
What's that?
The paper he asked Gunnigan for. He was coming back to the newsroom and give it to me to give to you.
Uh-huh. Well, let's see. Page 6.
Golly, Reed. I was sort of sorry for that little fellow Ferraro. If a crook like Liggett's got his hooks into him,
yeah,
it won't...
Here we are. This is it.
Huh?
Axford, what do you think of a racket that victimizes people who come to this country hoping for freedom and safety?
I don't get you.
Well, this story's nothing but a rumor, but it may have a deeper foundation in fact. You've read it?
I'm glancing at it now, Reed. But what's this got to do with Ferraro?
Suppose you were a foreigner trying to become a citizen. You have to take a test.
Yeah, all about the Constitution.
Suppose someone offered to take that test for you at a price to someone who knew all the answers.
Well, suffering snakes, Reed, that ain't legal. It's cheating.
Exactly, but people like Ferrara don't know that.
Hey, I thought you said he didn't say nothing.
He didn't, Exford. But put these rumors together with his mention of Liggett's name, and there it is. A racket that takes advantage of the ignorance of foreigners, makes them pay to have someone else answer those questions.
Golly.
And then turns around and blackmails the victims under threat of revealing the fraud. A fraud they planned in the first place.
That's what exactly, Mr. Reed.
You spoke to the district attorney, Miss Case?
He echoed your words, Mr. Reed.
What, the racket?
Yes.
Oh, has he got anything on it? Is he doing anything?
Oh, he hasn't any proof, Mr. Reed. He says all the foreigners are afraid to talk.
Golly, Reed, what can you do?
Well, if the district attorney can't get any place, what can the Daily Sentinel do?
I asked him about Liggett, and he said it was the same thing. He had his suspicions that Liggett's at the bottom of it, but no proof.
So, for snakes, Casey, why don't they find the guy who was taking the test for them foreigners in the first place?
Actually, don't you see? How can they do that when they don't know which men are taking that role? The foreigners won't talk. They're caught right in the middle.
Good grief, Mr. Reed. Can't anything be done?
Well, might give it a little more publicity.
In the Sentinel?
Mm-hmm. Miss Case, clip this item from the Sentinel for day before yesterday. Have Gunnigan do a repeat on it on page one. Tell him to use a box for it.
Yes, Mr.
And Axford.
Yeah, Reed.
You have Ferrara's home address?
It's written down on Casey's pad at the outside office.
Give it to Lowry. I want him to do a write-up on Ferrara. No names, just the human interest yarn.
Human interest? Not about the racket?
We can't print what we can't back up, Miss Case. No, just a simple story about this man who's so desperately in need that he stole the purse of the secretary to the publisher of the Daily Sentinel. That about covers it.
Hey, Reed, now wait a minute.
And tell Lowry to take a camera along and get some shots. Now, Miss Case, Gunnigan's to hit that on page one, too.
Oh, but Reed...
Sorry, Hexford, I'm heading for home.
What for are you sending Lowry out?
Why not?
But holy cow, what about me?
Now, look, I should have been home hours ago. I have an important date tonight.
Ah, Reed.
Oh, very well. Go along with Lowry. Good night.
Several hours later, Britt Reed waited in his apartment for his valet, Cato, the only other man to know him as the mysterious Green Hornet.
He ought to be out on the street by now, but something held up the man.
Mr. Britt, I have the paper.
The early edition of the Sentinel? You bought it from a newsboy?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's Ferrara's picture. Right next to it's the box containing the rumored racket story. Well, that's it. That's what I've been waiting for. You have the Green Hornet mask and the weapon ready?
Yes.
We'll open the secret panel. We're going on after this racket and the Black Beauty as the Green Hornet.
Britt Reed led the way through the secret panel, then along a narrow passage within the wall of the apartment house, which connected directly with an adjoining building. Supposedly abandoned, this building was in reality the hiding place of the sleek, streamlined Black Beauty, car of the Green Hornet.
Liggett and several others will be reading this soon. Don't step on it, Cato. When those crooks start after Ferraro, the Green Hornet's going to beat them to it.
We should like to take time out this evening to salute the Campfire Girls of America, 260,000 strong, on the occasion of their 28th birthday, in commemoration of which they're holding a nationwide celebration this week. These girls need leadership and support from civic-minded men and women to continue their worthy program. If you are interested, get in touch with your local Campfire headquarters. We wish to take this opportunity to extend birthday congratulations to the Campfire Girls of America and to express the hope that they may continue to blaze trails of friendship and service through all the years to come. And now, let's get back to our story.
Where Ferrara lives across from the alley. You stay here and keep watch.
I watch for Liggett?
Liggett won't show his face around here. He's too smart to appear in person. He'll be one of his stooges.
What shall I do?
And if you notice anyone suspicious, anyone who goes into that house as if he's cautious about it...
Shall I blow the horn?
No, not the horn, Cato. Police and everyone knows that's the Green Hornet horn. Warn me, but use some other way.
Yes, sir.
As long as I know beforehand. I'll be back.
Keep watch.
The door. Marie, I go answer. Might be after the man from a legacy. Sure. Now I pray the man. He told legacy not to talk. And I know I have to worry about citizen's papers. Hey, I'm here. Okay.
Robert?
Yes, that's me.
You have some money for Liggett?
Sure. Come in. That's the dark and hall.
Never mind that. Just hand it over.
You'll see about under the pay.
I know you have it.
Sure. But please, I pay Mr. Liggett this money. You not tell the government.
There were no promises made.
Oh, I do nothing wrong.
You had someone else take your citizenship examination, didn't you?
Yes, that's right, but I don't know what's wrong. This is the man he's telling me everybody do all the time. Then this is the man he come from a legacy to say you throw me out. Send me back.
I'll take that money first.
Oh, okay. That's all I hear.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's funny. Why, you wore the gloves.
Never mind that. Who was the man?
The man?
The man who took your examination for you.
Oh, him. I don't know. He calls his name Monk.
Monk, huh?
Yeah, Monk. Please, that's all right now. I give you the money. I could stay. I don't mean nothing wrong. Ferrari, he's honest. I think everybody...
You'll be all right. Now just...
Hey, what's that? Somebody's a whistle.
Yeah, I heard it. You're back inside, Ferrari.
Hey, somebody come up with the stairs.
Back inside.
Hey, wait. Wait, you know the same fellow who came here before.
Inside and close the door.
You got a gun.
Now, hurry.
A gun. And to wear a mask, I could see. Now, I see better. My eyes...
Move inside.
Push it back. Slam with the door. Funny. You wear the mask. The mask. I see pictures of that man. It was the Green Hornet. The Hornet, he's the one.
Hey, Ferrara.
Wait.
Hello, Ferrara. It's me. I come for that dough.
I'm not got the money.
Lay off of that. I seen it in the papers. Got your picture in the Sentinel and everything, huh?
I told you it's me.
Ah, come on, kick in. No use denying it. I seen by the papers that publisher give you some dough. Let's have it.
What's a goner? This man, he come here and it's a cake. He wear a mask.
Listen, punk, I ain't got time.
Please, you hurt me, my neck.
The dough, sucker. Come on.
I know, God. The Green Horse, he take the money.
Huh? What did you say?
He come with a gun. He take the money.
Did you say the Green Hornet?
He wore a green mask and gloves. He come here just before.
What the devil is the Green Hornet doing in this?
I no lie. That's the truth.
Yeah? Well, we'll see about that. Maybe I believe you, and maybe not.
So wait, where do you go?
I'm going to see Liggett, hey? And I'll be back.
I don't understand.
For the dough, you sap.
But I, the Hornet, what he...
Yeah? Well, that's your tough luck, if it's true.
Sure, that's the truth.
But it don't make no difference, hey?
You mean I got to pay some more?
I'll be back. You're paying the dough to Liggett. No one else, understand? So get some more if you have to. But get...
Oh, what I gotta do? I no got no more money. The Green Horn, he take it all. Oh, dear me, what I do?
Mr. Britt. Yeah, I see him, Cato. Coming out of the tenement now. That's the man who went to see Ferrara?
Yes, sir.
Your whistle warned me. I ducked out of the way. He's getting in a taxi. Trail him, Cato. Don't lose sight of him. Let's go.
Fast I could make it. What do you think of the story?
Ferraro says the Hornet called on him, huh?
Yeah, took the dough.
Hmm. How did Ferraro act?
Scared, Liggett. Scared stiff.
He must have been pulling an act.
Yeah?
What else? The Green Hornet's big time. He doesn't fool around with a petty $50.
You're fooling around with it, ain't you?
Sure, but I have plenty of them on the string. It all adds up.
Maybe the Hornet's muscling in.
He's starting from the bottom then. $50.
Maybe he's seen that item in the Sentinel like we did. Maybe he's beginning there.
Hand me that phone.
Okay. Who are you calling?
I think I'll get Monkey in on this. Where's his phone number?
In your desk, ain't it? Top drawer.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute before you call.
Got an idea?
That's what I'm asking you. What good's Monk? He's just the guy that took Ferraro's test for him.
Yes, Ferraro and a few others. I want to send Mike over to see Ferraro.
For what? I'm the trigger man in this outfit. You want to put some more pressure on that lug, I'll do
it. Relax, relax. Nobody's taking your job.
Yeah? What's Monk going to do?
We want that money from Ferraro, don't we?
But the Hornet...
Never mind the Hornet. Ferraro's got to pay up anyhow. If Monk sees him, says he'll report to the government...
Monk? He can't report. They'd slap him in the cooler.
Does Ferraro figure that way?
Well...
I'll tell you, no. Ferraro's like the rest of those foreigners. They're too confused to think straight. If Monk says he's going to the government, going to give himself up and confess the whole thing, Ferraro knows that's the end for him.
But I tell you...
It's better than your gun any time. Ferraro will get more money fast.
He ain't got it.
I said he'd get it, and I don't care how. Let him steal it if he wants to, but he'll get it. Don't bother me. I want to get this moving before the Hornet gets his hooks even deeper into my racket.
You're a little late, Liggett.
What the... Who's that? Who are you?
The Green Hornet.
Don't reach for a gun.
I'll blast him.
Drop it.
Look out, Blackie.
Let go.
You asked for it.
A gun.
Give me a hand, Liggett. This guy...
Take it.
Oh, shot me. I can't breathe.
Are you... Shot him.
Well, get your head away from that desk. Faster, you'll get the same.
Okay, there's nothing there.
What's this?
I wasn't going for that gun. I swear.
I'll make sure you don't by closing the drawer. With that gun your stooge had, just leave it there on the floor.
Yeah, if anything you say, Hornet, what do you want?
You've been here quite a while listening. That man on the floor was right.
You took that money?
There it is. Count it.
All right.
Go ahead, you might as well. It's yours.
Mine?
Yes, I'm giving it to you.
I don't get this. First you take the money away, then you hand it back. What's the idea?
I just wanted to show you how easily I could cut myself in.
Oh, listen, Hornet. This racket isn't your style. It's too small for
you. It's big enough.
But
you've got your hooks into practically every foreigner who applies for citizenship papers. And plenty of them fall for your story. How many men do you have besides Monk?
None. None, I tell you.
It's a lie.
No,
I'm going to help you. You'll come clean.
But I... Huh? You help me?
You want to build this racket up, don't you?
You, the Hornet.
Why else should I bring the money back here?
Well, you're not giving you much time.
Liggett, you have access to the list of those applying for citizenship papers, haven't you?
Well, I...
And you use at least a dozen men to take the final test for all those you rope in, don't you?
Yeah, that's...
Then you go out and blackmail the suckers under the threat of exposing the setup.
You can't tie it on me. I'm careful not to see any of them.
How many are you collecting from? 100? 200?
Listen, give me some time to think it over.
Okay. You see this gun?
Yeah. You're pointing it right at me. It
contains gas, Liggett.
Gas.
I'll be back here in an hour. And just to make sure you don't get any wrong ideas in the meantime...
Don't shoot.
You'll be all right, just unconscious for a while. We can talk it over later.
No,
this
don't.
This is for you.
Gas, you... I can't breathe.
And that fixes you. All right, come in here.
Captain.
They're unconscious, both of them. They'll recover in an hour. Peter, I want you to get over to the tenement and leave word that Ferrara is to come here.
Here?
Don't let him see you, but see that he gets the message and step on it. I have a couple of phone calls to make, and the first one's to a man named Monk. Hello?
Monk?
Yeah, talking.
Calling for Liggett. I want you to come over in an hour.
Okay, I'll be at Liggett's place in an hour.
The door. Somebody hears a knock. Oh, Barney, there's nobody. They're on the floor, pieces of paper.
Marty, I gotta go now. Legacy wants to see me. I go to his place in 1 hour.
You seem to like time.
Yes, but what are you doing at the Sentinel so late?
I could ask you the same thing, only I see you're typing letters. Miss Reed in. I just got a call from Moran.
No, Mr. Reed isn't here.
It's a tip, Casey. Sergeant Moran says to be over to Liggett's place in an hour. Holy crow, maybe I'll bring back a scoop on the racket for the Sentinel.
Everybody, what's going on here? No lights on and...
What the... Where are them lights?
There you are, Monk. You can see now.
Thanks, I... Hey, you're masked. You... What's the idea?
You're enough Liggett and Blackie. They've been gassed.
Gassed? You mean... You're the Green Hornet.
Where am I? What's...
Go ahead, give him a hand.
Okay. Come on, boss. You're okay. I don't know what's going on, but...
I'm all right. The
hornet gas blackened.
Give me a hand. I thought I was caught.
You're better just where you are on that side of the room. Well, Liggett, shall we get on to business?
You called, Monk?
Yes. Four-way conference on your racket, Liggett.
Liggett, you better slice the hornet in on the take. No sense of fooling with dynamite.
And that's being smart, Blackie.
Hello?
Quiet. Come in, Ferrara.
Oh, I got a message. I come over. Your hornet. No, you don't need to know.
You might as well finish him now, Liggett.
Huh? What are you talking about?
And we're all agreed. Too bad, Ferrara. You shouldn't have talked to those newspaper people.
Okay, what do you mean? I don't talk about
it. You gave them hints, too many hints. Well, you didn't mean it, but we're playing safe.
You're not going
No, you can't kill me. I don't say
that. Get back, Liggett. I'll handle this.
Hey, there's sirens coming this way.
Hornet, get him out. It's the police. They'll be here.
I'll take care of
that. Put up your hands and don't move. You don't kill me.
Wait, stop. Where'd you get that gun, Ferrara?
Get back. It is the gun. She was under the floor. I've been a bigger fool, but no more. You take my money. You cheat me.
The cops are stopping outside.
I know where there were cops. I kill you. Oil. Push the harness.
Get the lights fast.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what is it? What are the lights?
Monk, Blackie, let's get out of here. The hornet went out that door.
It's dark. I'm not going to see. Where's the light?
Where is he? Where's the hornet?
The hornet's gone. Get out of here.
Don't move, Lenny.
Stand back.
Put your flashlight on, Flattery.
And get the light.
The police.
We didn't do nothing. Lenny.
I can't kill all of you. Please, you'll take it. It's gone. It's a man of the crooks. I was going to shoot them, but no more.
Ferraro, what are you doing here?
I got a message to come. Then they tried to kill me. So I faked. You ask me anything. Anything I tell you.
It's nuts.
The police will decide that. What about this racket, Ferraro? You'll talk?
Yes, I talk. I told everything. This one here, he's taking my place for citizens of faith.
He's lying. He can't prove it.
He'll prove it plenty, rat. And this man, he's the boss. He's making me pay, or he's sending me back to the old country.
Oh, listen, Sergeant. This man doesn't know what he's doing.
Get back, Liggett. We know all about your little racket.
You said it, Moran. And now Ferraro's going to give us the proof we need to slap you in the jug.
That's right. The Legate and the Green Hornet.
Who? The Hornet? What about the Hornet?
The Hornet, he was mixed up in this too. He was here. I almost destroyed him, but then the lights had gone out and
the Hornet's got away. Holy crow, that's what always happens. The cops grab all the rest of the crooks, but the Hornet gets away.
Say, Mr. Rogers, it's for the police. You think it might be the government that they let me stay on this country?
Huh? Oh, no, don't worry, Ferraro. You didn't know what you were getting into. Uncle Sam can be pretty tough on crooks, but he don't make it tough for guys like you. He'll be voting before you know it.